Okay, it's Sunday, August 26, 8:43 a.m. The sky is open and the Days of Power can be downloaded. And I'm going to endeavor to do just that. Why do I say endeavor? Well, if you take it for granted that I can do it, you have something else coming. You believe the infallibility of other people or things, and you are delusional. Sometimes things work, and sometimes they don't. You plan, and the universe does whatever the universe wants to do, not what you want it to do. That includes your family, your best friend, your lover, your teacher, the weather. They are all independent of you. Oh, you are a positive thinker. You are going to do manifestation. Good luck. And if you are here with that mindset, I recommend that you go away. This is not for you. This energy, Days of Power, is only for people who are willing to do things. Only actions matter. Your wishes, your desires, your thoughts don't matter. They don't. What you do matters. All the thoughts and what you see and everything only matters because they inform you what you can do, and then you either made a good decision or not. If you are delusional, which is most people, then you are going to think that doing one thing will produce results while it won't. I have a few current people in my circle of influence who are exactly there. Anyway, all right, so what we are going to do is you are going to sit, and from this recording, you are just going to follow what I am telling you to do, and I am going to go up and download the energy through myself. I become a channel, and the energy will come down and fill as much of your vessel as you allow it. So, just like everywhere else, as I said, only actions matter. If you do not allow yourself to relax, and if you do not allow the energy to come in, it won't. That's an action. Relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, relaxing yourself so that you can actually get some energy is an action. Not a mindset. An action. An action in the moment, and as long as you finish, as soon as you finish the action, no more action. Okay? This is not that you opened the faucet and then you went and peed and the faucet is still coming. No. No, it's in moment to moment to moment. Anyway, so sit straight, ramrod up. Don't be that stiff. Just straight so that you do not block the energy by slouching. Then look at all your muscles. The facial muscles, the skull muscles, your ear muscles, your jaw muscles, your neck muscles, your shoulder muscles, your chest muscles, your belly muscles. Yes, those, yes. And then let them all go, one by one. If it takes you longer than my speaking, then do it longer. Stop the recording and just let them go. So I'm not sure who I'm connecting to, but in the belly area, there is a serious effort. I'm a muscle test if it's mine. Is it mine? No, it's not mine. Am I being attacked? Yes, I am being attacked. If you ever ask yourself if the wicked witch of the West is still attacking me, yes, she is. I won't curse. Not today. All right, so you're straight, so what I am going to do, what I'm going to ask you to do is to put your hand under, like the thumb should be around over the belly button, fingers face sideways. And under your palm, you are going to have your physical center. Attempt to pay attention to that so that it can connect. The palm can connect to your physical center. The palm is the center of your physical chi. And that energy will connect to the energy of your physical center. And when there's a connection, there will be pulsing back and forth. They are going to connect and equalize and adjust their pulsing rate. All right, in the meantime, I'm going to connect to my tangerine spot. Okay, I'm being attacked full force. And I am going to lift the tangerine spot lid and lift it another 3 feet up. It's all connected. And I am going to start climbing up in a well-like pipe, almost like a chimney, not much wider than a huge factory chimney. And there's this rope-like thing in the middle, and I'm going to rope climb, just like Kimmy Schmidt. I see pictures of that on the internet. So I'm pulling up with my hands and arms, and pushing up with my legs, and pulling, and pushing, and every time I do that, I relax my body more and more, pulling, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing. Of course, I'm being attacked, so I need to include that and need to separate what I feel from the attack from feeling my own body. Not easy, if you ever thought, if my job is easy. And pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing, and it still weighs away, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing, I don't need to accelerate, and pulling, and pushing, 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 and pulling, and pushing. I'm getting close, and pulling. I need to relax my spine, and my jaws, and my chest. And pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and I am there. I scramble up to the ledge. There's a ledge on the top of this chimney, and I'm sitting, and I am working on relaxing myself completely. You think it's easy? That means you have never tried it. Or you think you are relaxed and you are in a knot. All right, and I'm waiting for the light to find me. I say find me, but I say find me available. The light is always looking for you. And you are never available. That was the critical sentence I heard, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, that allowed me to instantly connect to the light. I actually didn't know that the light was always there and that I wasn't available, that I needed to plug in. All right. I feel the light. And it's searching and rotating around my head and rotating and rotating. Interesting, it's going to go down, rotating. I'm going to get dizzy. Okay, rotating, rotating. Yeah, that's how it's going to go down today. Why is it always different? Beats me, I don't know. I know nothing about the light. I know nothing about many, 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 many things. And I know little about a lot of things, too. I don't think I know everything about anything. Oh. So it's rotating. It's like going around and around and around. It's a little bit bigger circle where I'm physically bigger. So it is actually a physical phenomenon, this light, energy. All right, and it hasn't found my vessel. It's just enveloping me like a mummy. Actually, it's easier to be relaxed with this wrapping. The only part of me that's not relaxed is my wrist, for some reason. They are very stiff. All right, and it found my vessel. So where's the vessel? It's in or above the heart? Why? I don't know. No idea. It's just where it is. How do I know? I feel it there. Okay? And I tell you so that you can feel what I feel, but that doesn't mean that you know where your vessel is. You only know what I said. Second-hand knowledge. Tree of knowledge. Okay, for me it's tree of life. But for you, the same thing is tree of knowledge. The truth repeated is a lie. So when you say it as if it were your experience, you're lying. You only experience the vessel there because I said so. But you actually don't experience your vessel. At least I don't know anyone who does. So it's flowing, not very fast. In some ways it reminds me of my filtered water. It comes down not very fast, but nevertheless, in no time it fills my big vessel. Appearances are deceiving. Oh. Actually, it feels a lot like an ointment. And I didn't even know I am having pains in my heart. Is it my physical heart? No, it's my soul heart. No, it is my spirit heart. Okay, so you have it. So the vessel and the spirit. Oh, interesting. So the vessel and the spirit are pretty much either at the same place or the same thing. It's the same thing, no, same place. Okay, and my spirit has been wounded. If you didn't know, I have been sick almost 5 weeks. Mainly from a bacterial poisoning. The reason I say poisoning, because the bacteria, when it dies, it's toxic. I did it for myself, to myself, accidentally. And I have been doing all kinds of things other than going to a doctor. Because what doctors would do is they would attempt to kill me, hoping that the bacteria goes with me. So I'm not interested in that. Yeah, that's what they do, everything. They try to kill you, hoping that you survive, and whatever they deemed the enemy will die. Rarely does it work. Okay, so my vessel is full. How do I know? It actually closed. It's almost like it put the lid on it. And my job is now, where am I? I'm up there. Okay, so I'm going to come down not very fast on that rope. I don't want rope burn, and I don't want to be affected by the pressure difference between up there on the ninth level. I think that's the ninth level where I went. And normal earth. Alright, so I'm coming down, coming down, coming down, coming down, coming down. And you can tell from the temperature and from everything that you are actually down. Alright, so this was it for today. And the next one is going to be in about 2 weeks. Alright, enjoy. Do it several times because your vessel is probably puny. And your resistance is probably big, so you probably won't even fill your vessel. But if you can get a few drops here and there, that would be useful. Remember that this energy only helps you to take actions. It doesn't help you to have willpower or manifest or any of that bullshit, okay? None of it. And if your actions are misdirected, the light is intelligent enough to not give you energy to do more wrong actions. All right. Thank you. Bye.